We have to understand that we have a responsibility in this community to take ownership of the homeless situation here in Fresno. It is one thing true about Fresno is that there is Tales of Two City in this city. And we're going to change that because it has to be changed. We can no longer live in a city where we had our sister Kincaid here, who was on the front lines, that was fighting for the rights of homeless folks here in the city of Fresno. Our sister stood on the steps of City Hall and denounced the mayor, the city council, the police department, the sanitation workers for violating her human rights. Not just her, Brother Al Williams here also, who stood. Sister Sherry Williams, who was on the front line also, who got arrested at McDonald's for trying to use the restroom. I mean, that's unheard of. And it's time that we as a community has to start grabbing the bull by the horn and calling a spade. It's either right or it's wrong. So today we came out today because there was a fire here about a month ago. And it burnt down one of the homes of the homeless community. And I drove by. And I drove by the next week. And I drove by the next week. It was about a whole month. And I didn't see the city of Fresno showing any compassion about the fire hazard that was around where they live. You know, it comes a time in life where you have to lay it on the line. I believe that my ancestors that came before me did that. They did not have the right to vote in this country. And they stood up for that. They went to jail for that. They were shot down with water hoses for that. And it's time that we have to look at history and understand that we have to go back and use some of the same things that our ancestors did for social justice in this community. As we sit here today, that money that is supposed to be allocated for the homeless community must be spent on the homeless community. Now, I say that to say this. There's going to have to be some drastic measures done. Maybe we need to go to City Hall and do another camp out for a week there, day and night at City Hall. Because they don't seem to get it. They sit up there with neckties. They sit up there all clean as if they have the answer. But yet, do not come down here and solve the problem. So enough is enough. So stay tuned here because National Network in Action will organize the homeless community. And that money is allocated for this community will be spent for the homeless community. I'd like to thank y'all. Can y'all clap it up for yourself today? Yeah. Brother Al, I want to say thank you. You're a brother. Stay strong, you know I'm behind your back. You know the community is behind your back. I apologize for not being more visible, but you know I'm here. And today a seed has been planted. And trust me when I say this, that money that's allocated for the homeless community will be allocated for them and we will change this city. I promised this woman here, Pam, that I will not let her death go in vain. This woman here, Sherry, I will not let the work that they did go in vain in this city. I will not let it, not long as my blood is running through my heart, I will not let it happen. All right, thank you for coming.